Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. So, welcome to the second hour of the show. Let me do this. I want to kind of give you a story of historical facts so you can kind of understand. I'm going to explain to you why the black community is the way the black community is today. All right? I'm going to start with Abraham Lincoln. So, after emancipation, right, Abraham Lincoln said, "We're going to give these black people a chance. Let's give them 40 acres and a mule." He gets assassinated. Andrew Jackson rescinds the 40 acres and a mule. So nobody ever got a 40 acre and a mule chance. All right. Now, what happened then was crucial. Because a couple of things happened in that time period. And these things kind of shaped what was going to happen in the future. Now, one of the things that happened is black folk wanted to bank where the white folks was banking at. Well, when Andrew Jackson got in, they said, "No, we're not going to let you bank. We're going to do the Freedmen's Bank." Now, the Freedmen's Bank was the black bank, but white ran and white owned. Now, this is the thing about the Freedmen's Bank that is the reason that black folks didn't want to put their money in the Freedmen's Bank, but that was the only bank they had. They didn't want to put their money in there because freedmen would not loan the money back out to them to purchase property, all right? Now, let me tell you why this is important, because this was argued in a court of law, and the Freedmen Bank won. This was important because this would become the standard of banking. Even today, if you look at the guidelines for lending in today's banking market, some of them are originally from the Freedmen's Bank. Now, what's interesting about the Freedmen's Bank, and you can look this up if you don't believe me, what's interesting about them is they took this money, and it was over $70 million that black people put into this bank at this time. The bank went out of business, and they lost almost half of the people's money who had their money in the bank. All right? So we get to the point where the Federal Reserve is created now. Well, let's walk up to then. We walk up to the 20s. We get the Federal Reserve. But before the Federal Reserve, you know, you had the big market crash. You had the big depression. You had all this that occurred. Now, this all occurred purposely, all right, because what happened was you had all these smaller banks and these state credit union banks. You had all these banks that were community banks, and the powers that be, the 1%, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgan Chases, the Vatican, all of these people wanted a centralized bank. And so to create the centralized bank, they literally set it up where you could buy stock without having money, meaning that if you had $50, they would let you buy $250 worth of stock. Now, they set the stock market up to crash, and then quietly they pulled all their monies out the bank. Once they pulled all their monies out the bank and the stock market crashed, all these smaller banks went out of business. And J.P. Morgan Chase and all these other bigger banks, along with the Vatican, created the Federal Reserve and bought the smaller banks up. All right? Because people start crying for a centralized bank. All right? Now, once they centralized the bank, they went back to the freedmen's mentality. What do I mean? They didn't stop black people from putting their money in the white banks. But what they did was they created what freedmen's had essentially created from the beginning, redlining. Redlining is a term used in the bank dialect as a way to stop somebody from purchasing or allowing them only to purchase in certain areas of a city. Now, what happened is this. You had a bunch of black folks after this Great Depression who didn't lose money because they wasn't in the stock market. They didn't lose money because their money wasn't in the bank. Their money was underneath their mattresses. So you had folks who had money to buy but couldn't buy because they couldn't get a loan. Now, during that same period of time, they were lending to white people at a clip for every 25 white people who got a loan for home ownership, only one black person qualified. For every 25. Okay? So, you had people buying homes in New York, California, and all these other places across the country. This created generational wealth for their grandkids and even their great grandkids. Now, let me show you an example of this. The people who bought these homes in the early 40s, late 30s, early 40s in California and in New York, they were buying these homes at the cost of about $10,000 a house. All right. These same houses today, if they stayed in the family, even if they sold it in the 80s, the $10,000 house by the 1980s was $100-some thousand house. In California, that house is probably $1 million right now. In some places in New York, it's $700,000 right now. So their children's children get this old house and sell it. They got financial stability because of what happened years ago with the banking system. See, the banking system, and see, what's crazy is it's still set up like this today. It's still set up like this today. And people don't even realize it. Wells Fargo just had a big article come out where they denied people modifications who qualify for the modifications. And these people lost their homes in foreclosure. That is taking generational wealth from people. And see, this is why we're in the position that we're in. The other thing that happened, too, during the same time period between the 40s and the late 60s, right? Something else actually happened that was big, too. All these black people who were able to create neighborhoods and communities within the big cities, those neighborhoods were wiped out when expressways came through. They literally divided the city up and gave the black people one section and took the land that they had that was already neighborhoods and ran the e-ways through them. And then they gave this black area this one section, then they threw projects up in this one area. This is what made us be the way we are today, because we didn't get a chance to get the generational wealth. And this is why I'm saying the argument we need to be arguing today, forget the racism stuff. Let's talk about what we can factually show what you did to damage us. What you did to damage us was you denied our ancestors' loans. You denied us the right to keep our property. Give us a chance now. Give us a program now that we can qualify, not the way everybody else does, to be able to go purchase land. Because even if you don't get the benefit out of it, if the land goes through two generations, the next generation is set up for life. It's set up for life. This is how white people have wealth. See, everybody wants to say, well, white people get this, white people. But no, this got locked in the late 30s, early 40s, because land was so cheap then that they were buying their property for $10,000. They hold that property for 20 years. It gets to the 60s. Then their children hold it for another 20 years. It gets to the 80s. Now their grandchildren coming in, that $10,000 house is a $500,000 home in California, a $500,000 home in New York, and it's paid off. They sell it. They take the $500,000 and they go buy them a $100,000 house. They got $400,000 to go open up a business, send their kids to college, or whatever else they want to do. This is what they've been doing to create that wealth. This is the argument we need to be making. We need to be making an argument about all these corporations, all these colleges, they get their endowments off of the work of slaves. That's the argument we need to be making. Hey, anybody who's a descendant of one of these slaves that worked for your endowment should be able to go to your educational college for free. And Harvard is one of the biggest ones, by the way, for everybody who didn't know. Those are the arguments we need to be fighting, because when you can show people those arguments, that make everybody want to fight. Come back a little bit more. You listen to the WB.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one Trump fighter in America.
All right. So I was talking about the banks. And see, this is one of my problems with the church. Churches put every Monday, churches put their deposits from tithes and offerings into somebody's bank. It should be where any of these churches that's banking at any of these banks sit down and talk to these people and say, look, I need my people to be able to qualify for loans, for businesses, for mortgages, for education, not based on your normal guidelines, since we put an X amount of dollars in here every Sunday. Somebody talked about Joel Osteen getting a $325,000 car. That's crazy. But let me say this. I ain't got a problem with him getting a $325,000 car if he's putting money back into the congregation. Look, if you get a $325,000 car and everybody in your congregation, house is paid for, kids paid, college paid for, I ain't no problem with you doing that. Not none whatsoever. But it got to be about the congregation first. It can't be about you first. It has to be about the people first. There's no way I could sit in somebody's church and I know people in this congregation, light bill is getting cut off and can't send their kids to college and the pastor's driving a $325,000 car. Man, look, see, he must got some real good people in his congregation. Because if he had a $325,000 in Chicago, somebody be see him with a ski mask. He better have some good security. Because if you rolling like that, partner, hey, we need to talk. You rolling like that, somebody coming to see you. Now, let me show y'all something, right? Now, as we sit here, we complain about money, about power, and what we can do. I'm about to give y'all something right now. I want you to really think about this. Really think about this. So, this is the example that I gave, right? I did this on the show one time. I said, look, I went to Africa. I came back and, you know, I sleep with a notepad next to me when I'm at home or when I'm on a long trip. That's because I wake up in the middle of the night with all these thoughts. And so I don't sleep a lot. I sleep maybe an hour or two. Good night, 4 hours of sleep a night. And so I realized something when I was coming from Africa. I realized that every tribe of mankind was in Africa taking something away from it. Some was taking soil. Some was taking gold. Some was taking diamonds. Some was taking women. I mean, the Chinese dudes was down there just impregnating every black woman they could find down there because they can't do it in China. You know, they only had two kids. So they down there popping 4 or 5 kids, just happy as can be. And so they literally every tribe of mankind was in that area. Now, when I think about impoverished communities in America, every tribe of mankind is in these areas. You got the Arabic, you got the Korean, you got the white, you got the Latino, you got the Asian. They're all in these areas that supposedly impoverished areas. Now, let me show you something. In Chicago, where I grew up at, off of Honorary, it was a corner store on Woods. Now, where I grew up in Chicago, Chicago is one of these cities for everybody, for people who haven't been in the neighborhoods. It ain't just houses. It's 2-unit and 4-unit buildings there, too. So you may have a block that one side has 4 houses or 5 houses and the rest is buildings. Or you may have a block that one side is all houses, the other side is all buildings. All right? So let's say hypothetically, 10,000 people lived in that area around that corner store. Let's say 5,000 people in that neighborhood go through that store, that corner store, throughout the month. So within a 30-day period, they have 5,000 people coming in. Let's say they come in, they get some milk, some bread, some Wild Irish, play the lottery, buy some cigarettes, whatever. Let's say they spend, the 5,000 people spend on average, $50. All right? So we got 5,000. Look at this. 5,000 times $50. 5,000 people times $50 a person. That's $250,000 a month. Times 12. That store will make $3 million. In that impoverished, broke neighborhood, that store, that corner store that you think ain't doing nothing, is making $3 million. This is why they're in your community. If they just do $25 a person, they made $1.5 million. They still making $1 million if everybody just spent $25. Think about that. This is, and see, this is the way I'm trying to get us to think. Right? Because we keep thinking about stuff on a we keep thinking about stuff on a scale that we shouldn't be thinking about it. We should be thinking about it in the scale of how do we fix or change what we got going on. Because if we look at it from a different perspective, then we understand, hey, wait a minute, man, we could be doing this a different way. We can be doing this a completely different way. If everybody is in our neighborhoods and we live in poverty, your logic would, you know, I remember being a kid, just a 10-year-old kid, and I would ask my mother all the time, why are these people in our neighborhood? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, why are they here? If we ain't got no money, why they got stores here? It got to be some money somewhere because they wouldn't have stores here. It is unbelievable if we just stop and look. I mean, it is very, 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 very interesting to me. But we get caught up on race, and because we get caught up on race, because we get caught up on poverty, and because we get caught up on division, we don't understand that if we can get everybody to come together, we can do something to change something where we're at. We can change it. We on break? All right. We come back. True Hollywood story. Listen to the WB.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation Commission, licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So, one of the solutions that we could do is go to these churches and say, look, we need you to negotiate with these banks. We need you to tell these banks point blank, if you're going to be putting all this money into the coffer of the banks need to be able to lend the money back for us to be able to open up businesses, send people to college, purchase homes. This is what is known as equity, y'all, not equality, equity. This is what we need. See, we don't need equality. We need equity. If we get equity, then we know what to do with it from that point. We just need a chance. We just need the opportunity. That's all we need is the opportunity. So it's not just about literally getting equality. It's about giving us equity, giving us the same thing, the same thing. Now, tell y'all a true Hollywood story today. Have some fun with y'all. Let's have some fun right now, just a little bit. All right. Then I close out the show seriously. All right. So maybe it's had to be around 2010. Maybe even sooner than that. Might have been 2009. I'm in Club Cheetah with one of my boys. Now, this particular friend of mine is a white friend of mine, and my white friends love strip clubs. So they had me at this strip club called Cheetah, Club Cheetah in Atlanta. Now, it's an upscale strip club. It's nice. You know, it's right next to a steakhouse. I mean, it's nice. It was nice. I just don't do strip clubs because I ain't giving my money to some woman I know I ain't going to have sex with. So it's just not going to happen that way. But I go with them and I sit in there and I watch and be cool and just laugh at them and drink my little drink and mind my own business. Right. So we're sitting in Club Cheetah. And while we're in there, I'm like, man, that looked like such and such. Now, I ain't going to say the two people's name because if I say their names, y'all going to be, but it was a female rapper, and she was in there, and it looked like she was in there with her girlfriend and some other girls. So, and at the time, I didn't know she had a girlfriend. Let me say that. So she's in there, right? And at first, I wasn't sure if it was her because I was like, man, she over there kissing a chick. I don't know if that's really her, you know, because I don't know if she get down like that. Then another female rapper came in who was sitting next to her, right? So they're like in the little VIP area, and I'm like right below them. So they having a good time, right? And they drinking and, you know, they having a good time. They up, they dancing and all this other stuff, right? And so I guess one of the girls who was with the girl who was kissing, I guess her sister or somebody was stripping up there. I don't even know. But let me tell you something. I have, in my whole entire life, I've never understood why women like for guys to just be dropping money on them like they making it rain on them. I understood after that day right there. So I'm underneath them, right? You know, and so the girl come out to ladies first. Ooh, ladies first. Right. I never forget this because this is what happened after that part happened. That's why it's fresh in my mind like yesterday. The rapper stands up. She had $10,000 in ones and threw it up in the air. And all this money was raining on me. Look, I felt liberated. I was in there like, money. My boys was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I never understood why these women love this. I love it. Love it. There's money flying everywhere, right? I'm just like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. I don't care. I'm your biggest fan now. Man, look. The female rapper that's next to her, right? Now, she kissing a woman and a dude. Now, the dude wasn't famous at the time, but the dude was about to blow as a rapper. They pull out $20,000 in ones, throw it up. All this money falling on me again. I'm like, what in the world? I feel liberated, right? So, after all that happened, I done drew some attention to me now because I'm in there, you know, I'm just like, hey, y'all throwing money like this. Hey, what in the world? So one of the girls was like, hey, I know you. I seen you on CNN. She was like, you on the radio, right? You won, right? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, such and such just threw 10 and such just threw 20. What you going to do for me? I said, girl, all I can do for you is help you pick this money up. I can't do nothing else for you. I'm like, I can't do nothing. And if you're looking for some money from me, I'm having an asthma attack. I got to go back over here to my table because my asthma gun over there and the way my bank account work, I just can't get to my money right now. I can't do nothing else. Nothing else. But look, for the rest of that night, I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I was like, man, look, I see why these girls go crazy when these dudes be putting this money out here like them, because it wasn't number ones, but it was so many of them. I even was like, whoa, yeah, hey, I felt liberated, y'all. Y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know how liberated I felt. I used to, on my old show with Yasha, I used to tell Yasha all the time, I'd be like, look, she was like, we going to go to strip club. You don't want to go to strip club with me because you can get mad because I ain't spending no money. I said, I go throw some quarters up there. I said, I'm not giving nobody money that I got having sex with. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Man, look. Mm-mm. She's like, I'm going to take you to strip club. You're going to have a good time. Oh, we have a good time? I'm going to have a good time looking at y'all. Only money strip club getting out of me is alcohol money. I'm not giving no girl no money. What's wrong with you? You ain't going to help them get through college? Nope. Not at all. They can get through the same way I got through. They can go work a couple of jobs, borrow some money. I do not believe in paying for the higher education of the stripper. That's not on my resume. Man, look. I just can't do it. Can't do it, man. But, yeah, I felt liberated, man, with all that money falling on me. It was like somebody, I really felt like I was taking a shower, y'all. I had never been rained on before. I had never been rained on. And, look, it makes a difference. Let me tell you how I know it make a difference, because the girl I was seeing at the time, right, I got $50 in ones. I said, girl, pour this over me. I'm laying here naked. Pour it over me. Make it rain on me. She poured it over me. I was like, I don't even want to have sex. This ain't even worth it. This wasn't. I thought I was going to feel one way. I don't feel like it now. Turn Tupac off. I don't even want to hear it. I ain't even in the mood. Turn Pac off. Give me some rolls. Let me sit here and watch SportsCenter. I ain't even in the mood now. I thought it was going to be different because I had felt the rain before. I had never been rained on. So I thought when I'm going to try this out with the person I'm with. gave her 51s. I was like, oh, this wasn't even a drizzle. I mean, this like when you feel the one little drop of rain and be like, oh, I think it's going to rain. Oh, it didn't rain. That's the way I felt. I was like, you know what? That's all right. They turned Tupac off. They turned it off. I'm going to watch SportsCenter. You want some of this rosé? We're going to get this rosé and watch SportsCenter. So, I told her she could keep the $50. We was dating, y'all. And it wasn't like she was just some random chick. Come on. Y'all relax. But it was a big difference between $50, $50 in ones and $10,000 in ones. Ooh, Lord. Big difference. I wish I could get rained on like that right now. I swear to God. Man. That would be a good feeling to experience again. All right. You listen to the WB.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so I want to thank everybody who's listened to the show, watched the show, tell your friends and family members about the show, share the show on your social media sites. Please purchase the book, share the book, because I think the book is going to be key. Because, look, let me just be honest with y'all. I hate to be this way, but I'm going to be this way. If I can sell this book and get this thing where I got free hotels and food and liquor, we will get a lot of folks coming to the event. And if we get a lot of folks coming to the event, we can get the synergy to organize and get something on a grassroots level across the country. And that's what we need to do in order to change this. That's just real talk, being honest with you. I purposely made the book just straight to the point. Matter of fact, I could have put stories in it and all that and made the book an extra 100 pages. I didn't do that. I made the book where you can read it in an hour and a half, 2 hours tops. I made it a quick, easy, simple read. I did that purposely because my thought process was, let me give them a little bitty book so that we can raise money so that we can take this to the next level. It's time to go to the next level. And so this is the way to go to the next level. This is the way. This is the way to go to the next level. The way is to get us all together in one place, where we can sit down and strategize and think for a couple of days. But after we do that, we still can go hang out and have a good time with one another. So this is the plan. This is the hope. This is the dream, because we gotta set up leaders, and we have to set up information in each one of our communities that we're in. We have to do that. Now, if you've been listening to the show, I told you, look, we need to start protecting our vote. And I said, look, don't vote for nobody. If they're not following your agenda, if they won't give you the time of day, if we put an agenda out here and nobody wants to do it, we shouldn't vote for them. Now, people thought I was crazy. Look, this is what the Koch brothers doing right now to the Republicans. They are not funding the Republican Party right now. You know why they're not funding the Republican Party? Because the Republican Party is not doing what they're telling them to do. They're not. The Koch brothers like, we don't want this wall and immigration stuff because we need these workers in here. And because Trump is taking it, the Republican Party, a different direction, the Koch brothers like, well, why are we going to give you our money and you won't even listen to what we're saying? That is what we need to do. That is what we need to do. And Corey Joe, thank you for saying it was a great book. I tried to make it just real quick and simple. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I tried to make it real quick and real simple. I mean, this is what we need. This is the trajectory that we need to be on. And this is part of the reason I want everybody to get in the room together. Because, see, if we can all get in the room together and we can actually have a conversation about what the moves are, what the strategy are, that goes a long way. And see, it's hard to have that conversation on the radio because on the radio, I'm the one talking. Y'all might call in here and talk for a minute or two, but I'm the one talking. It don't need to be me just talking. It needs to be we talking. We got a plan. We got an idea. And so the hope is I sell enough books to be able to put something together where we all can be in the same room and then we all can sit down and we can come up with an idea. We can come up with a strategy. We can say, yeah, this is the move we want to make. That's the thing. So if you could please put it on your social media. If you enjoy the book, please give it a great review on Amazon. Recommend it on social media. Tell your friends and family, hey, get this book, get this book, get this book. Get this book. Pure, if you follow me on social media, the picture's right there. You should be able to pull it off of any one of my social media sites. And then that way we can literally get what we're trying to do. Because this is what we got to go next level stuff now. We got to go next level because it's necessary that we have not just people who listen to the show, but we got a group of people that's stationary in Chicago, in Atlanta, in Raleigh, in New York, in L.A., in where look, they can get us what we need. We can get them what they need and say, hey, we need to call this, email this. Boom. We got 10 people here. We need them to get another 100 people with them, and then they need to do X, Y, and Z. This is how we start moving to take it to the next level. This is how we start changing this. And then see, one of the things, like I said, one of the things I want to do is for everybody who buys the book, hey, put something together. Let's have a relationship conversation because see, part of us going to the next level is understanding relationships. And when I'm saying relationships, I'm not talking about boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife. I'm talking about just friendships, about working relationships. I'm talking about just relationships you have every single day. Every single day. Because that's part of getting to where we need to go. Because if we had those established relationships right now, look, I heard somebody talking about what's going on in Chicago. And they were talking about latchkey babies and all this other stuff. And I kind of laughed to myself because this person is older. And so when they were growing up, the conditions wasn't the same. It's just, it's somebody growing up in the 50s or 60s, you can't tell me that your conditions was the same as a kid growing up today in 2018. You can't make that argument to me. Because they said, well, both my parents work and wasn't nobody at home. Yeah, but you didn't have what you got on television today. You don't have what you got musically today. Well, rock and roll and jazz and all this. Yeah, but those songs wasn't saying what this rap music is saying. Those songs wasn't talking about drugs. It's a different time. It's a different era. And you can't look at it from when you were a kid. Because when you were a kid, the problems that exist today did not exist when you were a kid. It's just different. It's completely different. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. May not get the chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you. God willing, back here tomorrow. Get the book, get the book, get the book. Get the ebook at thewbshow.com. You've been listening to WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,